Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
We are to incline ourselves to the Lord, to listening to the Lord. And I just want to share something that on the 4th of July, I went to Walmart in Sierra Vista, and I had my agenda. I was going with my shopping list, and I figured, you know what, I'm going to park further away. I'm going to park further away in the parking lot. For whatever reason, God laid it on my heart. And as I parked my car, I looked to my right, and I saw a man sitting by the roadside holding a sign. And I've always asked the Lord that I would have something to give when I see the homeless. And I said, Lord, what do I have that I can give? And I started looking in my center console, and I had $2. $2. But then the Lord said to me, you have me to give. And so I went over to him, and I gave him the money. And immediately God began to fill my mouth with His words and His love and His mercy and His compassion. And I just spoke with this man for probably like 20 or 30 minutes. And when I was done, I said, can I pray with you? Is there anything specific that I can pray with you about? And you know what he said to me? Just forgiveness of sins. And God used that moment to allow me to be a vessel to lead this man to the Lord. He gave his life to the Lord that day. And you know what? He's a veteran. He served in our military. How awesome that God would use the 4th of July to call this man into the kingdom of heaven. How awesome. Don't just go about your day thinking that it's about you and what you're gonna do and your agenda, because God has an agenda. And we have to be willing to be that instrument for Him. But we have to be willing to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive to Him and what He's calling you to do. So not only did I have the opportunity to lead this man into the kingdom of heaven, but I was able to go into Walmart. I was able to buy him a Bible that he absolutely loved. He loved it. And I bought him lunch. And he was so grateful. And he wept. And do you know what he said to me? Thank you for taking the time to come and talk to me. What made you stop for me? And I told him, the Lord had me come and talk to you. So if the Lord lays something on your heart, don't ignore it, because you don't know what that person is going through. You don't know who God is trying to snatch from the flames. Allow Him to use you as an instrument. He will. He's looking for the willing heart that will say, yes, Lord, here am I.
God's really trying to speak to some people today about the gift of your gift of speaking in tongues. You know, just like Lacey was just talking about, there is a yielding that happens in your life. There's this humility. We talked about it last week too. It's a humbling that happens in us that allows God to move, because we've now laid down what we think and what we want for what He has and what He's giving us. And I want you to know that the ability to speak in tongues is a gift that He's given to everybody. It's not just something that's for the select few. It's not just something that's here and there, but he's given it to you. And it really is a powerful tool, an instrument that you can have, because the thing is we don't always know what's happening next. Just like this song talks about, even when we don't see what's happening, you know what's going on. You know the workings, you know what's ahead of us, you know the beginning from the end. And the ability to speak in tongues and allow the Holy Spirit to take over allows for us to operate in a way that it's not us who's praying for just simple things, but now it's the Holy Spirit intervening on our behalf. Whew. It's just an awesome thing, right? That ability, that right there, I don't know what it was, but take hold of that, because I could feel it all over. He's intervening on your behalf. Even though it's coming out of your mouth, you don't know what you're saying. You don't know what's happening, because the Holy Spirit has now taken over and is intervening on your behalf. The things that, the times that you don't know what to pray, the things that you don't know what to do or what move to make next, that's okay. There's a humbling that happens in our life that allows us to just lay it all down and say, it's yours. And when we get to that point, there's something that happens in our life. It's like a stirring of the waters. You know, that's the thing, is we're told, don't become stagnant. And it's for a reason. It's because he is a living God, and he's going to continue to stir the waters, even when you feel like they're just not, it's not moving. The Holy Spirit is a flow in your life. It really is. It's coming from him. It moves through you, and it doesn't just stop at you. It pours out. That's why the Bible talks about our cup overflowing. It doesn't talk about just fill it to the top. It doesn't say just give me some. It talks about the overflowing. And that overflowing is because it's supposed to be a flow that's constantly happening in our life. That as we go after him, as we lay down our wants and our needs, he begins to do things in our life that begins to allow us to operate in the kingdom, which then allows for him to do his will in our lives. He's already placed all pieces. He's already done everything he's put you exactly where he wants you. Just like Lacey said, every moment of our lives, he knows where you were going to be. He knows what you were going to be doing. He knows exactly what he has planned. And that is even an overflowing to the lives around us. But we have to be able to hear. We have to be able to let go of the things of this world, to allow ourselves to hear what it is that he's saying. And let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is such an important part of that. He's constantly speaking into your lives. He's constantly going to reveal new things to you, things that you didn't see before, things that you could have probably read that scripture in the Bible 100 times, and now suddenly it's like your eyes are wide open. It's something new that he's given you. And it's because he has things he wants to tell you. And as you allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life, as you allow it to do things in your life, you're going to begin to just see this major revelation in your life of the gifts he's given you. That's the amazing part. There's things hidden within you that you don't even know he's placed there. But if you allow him to reveal them, they just begin to spring forth like a well of living water. There's, you know, this is definitely a time of uncertainty. But in that time, allowing that gift to flow in our lives, just allowing the Holy Spirit to do what he's going to do, begins to just It gives us answers that people are looking for, things that people need, things that we need. So, as we go back into this, I want to go back into this, and I just want to encourage you, if you have your prayer language, if you've received that, and even if you haven't, I just want to encourage you to open your mouths. Just allow it to flow. There's something, there is just, if you don't understand how powerful it is, you will. Just keep going after it. Keep going after what it is that you're, if you're asking him for your prayer language, keep asking and keep going after it. Keep opening your mouth. Have that expectation. God, I know you're going to give it to me. I know it's coming. I know that you have it, because that's the thing, is he does desire for you to have it. And he does want you to operate it. He doesn't want you to just receive it and leave it. You know, when I first received my prayer language, I think I only said like 2 words. And it felt so odd to me. I almost felt like, maybe I'm making these words up. Because the truth is that it isn't something we know. But that's the thing, is I remember talking to my dad about it. He's like, just keep doing it. And you know, those 2 words just began to expand and expand. The more I used it, the more I allowed him to just take control and be the one to direct that time, the more and more that language just began to develop and come forth. And that's the thing with you. You may only start with 1 word, but don't be discouraged, because as you continue to use it, it's gonna continue to pour forth. It's gonna continue to just come. And it is powerful. And as a church, I really do think that this is something he's talking to you about, because he wants you to understand that if we begin to allow our prayer language to be our prayer on a regular basis, that we're gonna begin to pray for things, not just now, but things to come. That the things in our lives that he has for us, we're already praying for, we just don't know about them. And that's a powerful thing, to have a preparation happening in our lives for what's still to come. That's what's powerful in it, is that ability to allow him to move, to allow him to give you things for your future, for the people around you.
As we were just worshiping, the Lord gave me a message. I don't know who this is for, but someone needs to hear this. He said, "My child, do you not know how much I love you? My love is endless. And I knew before you ever stumbled."
Yeah, come on.
"That it would happen.
Come on.
But I still love you,
Jesus.
And that'll never end."
Yes, Lord.
"So, my child, don't hang your head. Lift your chin up.
Come on.
Take your role."
Yes, Lord.
"As a child of God."
Yes, Lord. Come on. Hallelujah.
"When I look at you, all I see is the blood of my Son. I paid your price. Be glorified as my child."
Come on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Well, we've had church. Amen. Come on, man. Feels like hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's give him one more. Let's worship him. Give him one more hand clap. He never stops working. He never stops working. He's always working. He's always doing something for you. He's always on your behalf. Hallelujah. You might not feel it. You might not know it, but he's always working. Is that what the song says? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He loves you. You are the apple of his eye. You are, hallelujah, that which he came to earth to purchase. That's why he paid for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shambrata. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh. Said it last week. We are not only the church. We are not only the body of Christ. We are the kingdom of God in the earth. Amen. If you agree, say amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, you are a child of God. Hallelujah. Speak to them. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, musicians. Thank you, prophets. Men and women of God. Born again on the 4th of July. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Man, hallelujah, Jesus. Whew. Oh, folks, the church is going to be driven by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Is the Holy Spirit. Is not men, it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Aren't you tired of us messing it up? We can mess it up. You know what? I can really mess it up. Hallelujah. That's why you got to be praying for me. Hallelujah. Rosie tells you, you're messing it up, Hank. Tired of men messing things up. Let's just leave it to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Just say, yeah, Father, I yield. What can I do without you? What can you do without him? Nothing. Come on, man. Do you really believe that? Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, you better believe it. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Today's message is, he that has an ear, let him hear. Amen. He that has an ear, let him hear. How many of you don't have ears? Yeah, I see ears on probably every one of you, except for some of you ladies that got it covered up. Now I'm going to tell you. Hold your, touch your ear real quick. Repeat these words. Lord, let me hear you. Allow me to hear you. Whatever's keeping me from hearing you, remove it, Father. I want to hear you. I don't want to hear anything else. I just want to hear you, Father. Holy Spirit, my focus is on you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what you're doing. And Lord, speak clearly to my heart that I might have the confidence to move, breathe, have my being on this planet. Because the earth is yours and the fullness is yours. So Lord, let me hear you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe that? Woo. How many want to hear God? Hallelujah. I know you didn't come here to hear Henry. Hallelujah. You came here to hear the Lord. Is that right? You came for something to be placed within your heart that can carry you. Amen. How many know we need things to carry us? Remember when Elijah was, man, he was over by a river called Chinook. Anyway, I'm trying to go by memory, and you can see how that's working. You know, he was by this little stream, and it dried up, and the birds were feeding him. Remember? But then an angel shook him and told him, "Hey, man, get up. I need you to go over here." And he gave him some food. Amen. And he said, and that food carried him all the way to where he got. How many of you know we need spiritual food this morning to carry us? Amen. How many? So one more time, let's just ask him, Father, will you give us what we need? You know what we need. You know what I need. Father, fill my heart with your word to overflowing in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody give my hand. I'm going to tell you what, I can sit here and do prayers all day long. Feels like this morning. I can say, hey, let's pray again. Hey, now let's pray again. But I probably ought to give you the word that he gave me last night. I was telling the team this morning, it seemed a little bit just kind of weird. But towards the end of it, I could see what God was saying. God is trying to prepare your ear to hear in a way that you've never heard before. Is that okay? How many of you want that? I said, God, I want to hear things. He's preparing your ear to be able to recognize what is good for you and what's not good for you, even though somebody's telling you it's good for you. Is that okay? Because God wants to do that. He wants to be the one that says, That's good for you. That, leave it alone. Amen? Because, folks, he wants us to be led by the Spirit. Is that right? We are to be led by the Spirit, is what the Scriptures tell us. He paid for that. Paid for you to be led by the Spirit. So today, listen carefully to what's being said, okay? Because I believe God is speaking to the hearts. I believe he's going to speak to your heart in a way that you haven't recognized before. He loves you. Do you know that? I'm going to just say that to you. He does love you. He loves you tremendously. His love is, I mean, I don't know what else how many of you like the forest? Anybody here like forest? Anybody like the trees and all those things? I mean, he created the heavens and the earth for us. He loves us tremendously. All of this was for us. For him. So get ready. Get ready to hear. Get ready to hear some things. Maybe God might change your mind on some things. I loved what my daughter was saying this morning. Folks, it is time that we begin to just continue to use that gift that God gives us. It is a gift for every person. If the Spirit of God is in you, that gift is there. Does that make sense? He doesn't separate from the gift. There's been a lot of teaching on this thing. Well, people, you know what? It's just not up to you to separate it. God, by his Spirit, dwells in you. The gift is there. It really is. Does that make sense? I don't know. Sometimes we've got to make sense on these things, but it's God in you. And he doesn't tease us. Is that okay? For a year and a half, I thought I was getting teased when they were telling me, have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Nope, not yet. I thought I was getting teased. I said, this doesn't not real. I don't know if it's real. I don't know. But when I spoke, something broke. Is that cool? Something broke when I spoke. And ever since, I have not ceased from that. Every day of my life so far. I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital for appendectomy or whatever. Took my appendix out. How's that? Easier for me to. Anyway, and I was out, I guess. And maybe I didn't pray in tongues that day, but I think I did. Because I pray in the Spirit. Amen? I pray in the Spirit. I trust God and I pray in the Spirit. Things that, I mean, this building, I mean, it's a miracle. It really is a miracle. How many of you guys know that? Amen. I mean, I say it kind of kiddingly, but really, I'm just a Mexican from Bisbee. What am I doing with Steve Cargill tells me this building now is worth $2 million. What are we doing with it? Because it's the kingdom of God. Can't do anything without him. Pray in the Spirit and you watch what changes because of who he is and what he prays through you. Oh man, it is a release of power in your life. It really is. Glory to God. Here you go, John. Pieces falling apart. Praise God. If you will, open your Bibles to hallelujah. To where? Let me find out. Wow, I got hit this morning, man, so I don't know. That's probably it for the day. Hebrews chapter 1. Hallelujah. He that has an ear, let him hear. This is, you know, in Revelation and the book of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, he says to the churches, to every church that he's speaking to, the seven churches in Revelation, he says, he that has an ear, let him hear. What the Spirit is saying to the churches, amen? How many of you know it's important that every person in the church hear what the Spirit is saying to them, to the church, to them personally? Is that okay? Can I say that to you? It really doesn't matter what the world is saying. It's what God is saying to the churches. Amen. To the Spirit, what the Spirit of God is saying to His people. Because we're here and we are here to influence the earth. How many say amen to that? Amen. Hallelujah. Influence a guy sitting outside of Walmart with a sign and influencing them to the point that where he gives his life to the Lord. Amen. Well, that's what we're here for. Amen. We are here just like Jesus was, to seek and to save those that are lost. And he says that anyone that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So I'm going to just go through some scriptures, and I want you to just watch what's happening. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, 1 through 3 says, God who at sundry times and diverse manners, that's King James time, King James talk for different times and different ways. God, who at sundry times and in different manners spoke in the time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Amen? Amen. He speaks to us through his Son. Amen? Amen? Whom he has appointed heir of all things. Can I tell you something? That the Word of God, you got to remember this, that the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus, because some folks will say, well, he speaks to us just through his Son. No, well, the Old Testament, the New Testament, there are people in churches today that didn't go to the Old Testament. Do you guys know that? There's some churches that don't even go to the Old Testament. They say, well, the New Testament is, hey, Jesus is the Word of God. Old Testament, New Testament, doesn't matter. He's the Word. Amen? So that's how hard is that to understand? You know what? We've been influenced by a world out there that doesn't get it, so we get influenced by them. It's time to stop. Amen? It's time that we hear what God is saying. And here he says he speaks through his Son, whom he has appointed heir of what? All things. Is that right? That includes you. You are his inheritance. Do you understand that? He loves you. He cares about you. By whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. Amen? Are you glad? Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me out of the dunghill. Amen? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that he paid for your sins? Aren't you glad that he went to a cross for you in your place? Hallelujah. The Bible says he died for the sins of the world. Aren't you glad? By himself, it says, that he had by himself purged our sin. Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Isn't that cool? The work was done. Time to sit down. Amen. Sat on the right hand of the majesty on high. The word of God tells us that he speaks to us. Amen. Can I tell you, there's a lot of things out there you can read. How many love reading the newspaper? It's not very good news anymore, is it? Hallelujah. Read the word of God. The people of God need to read the word of God. How many know that? Is that right? Read it to hear it. I don't know where I heard that. I heard that years ago. Read it to hear it. Do you know when you're reading, you're hearing? Is that right? Some folks, how many of you actually know how to speed read? Does anybody here speed read? Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that works the same way. I know that I can read without being engaged. How many of you guys have ever done that before? I've been reading and I'm not engaged. And I go, I don't know what you do, but I go, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to go back and read that slow and steady, and I'm going to stay engaged, Lord. I almost have to take control of my mind to stay engaged. How many of you know that? Is that something that you do? You take control of, you say, man, I'm going to stay engaged here. Because there is something, I remember when I first got saved, I'd be trying to read the Bible, the phone would ring. As soon as I pick it up, and yeah, you know, somebody'd come over. I mean, it was just because there is an active force out there that don't want you reading God's word, doesn't want you reading it. And you folks, sometimes we just don't realize how much God has placed in this thing for us. Because this book will tell you, the Holy Spirit will quicken things and tell you exactly who you are and what you're doing, what he's doing in your life, where he's taking you. Amen? He wants to show you all of that. And it's in his word. You'll find that in his word. I remember when I was I was reading the Word of God one day, and the Word of God said this, that you remember the midwives that they had in Egypt? The Pharaoh had told them, kill all the babies. You remember that? It's kill all the babies. But the midwives didn't want to. So they didn't kill the babies that Israel had. And so when they were questioned about it, they said, hey, it's because Israel is stronger than the Egyptians. How many of you know that we are stronger than the world? Do you guys know that? We are created to be strong. You know, we're created. But he says, you know, they're stronger. And before we, the midwives, even get there, the baby's out. And so there's nothing we can do. The Bible says that God said, I'm going to give you a house. So it says, the Word of God says that he gave them houses because of that. Have you guys remember that? You guys ever read that? Check it out. It says that he gave them houses. And when I read that, the Lord said, I'm going to give you a house. I'm no midwife. Or am I? Are we birthing in the kingdom of God? Come on, man. Are we? Are we midwives? Maybe we are. But I said, God, what? You're going to give me a house? I got all fired up. I started looking at house plans. Where am I going to put my house here on my property? Hallelujah. And then God's got me out here praying around this building. And God said, this is the house I promised you. You see, most of the time we never, when God gives you a promise, we just never, ever realize how extremely big the promise is. Can I tell you amen? Those promises of God that are in there, they're huge. We just don't get it. But when the church begins to get how big the promises are and how well you can stand on these promises, oh my goodness. Katie, bar the door, man. Because, man, we're on the loose. Amen? Come on. Every promise that's in there, God, that you find in the Word of God, God means it for you. It's a real promise. He will do what he said he will do. Look, we're walking around in this house now. When I talked to Pastor John, we were at a little Bible study down on Amato. And I told the other guy, he goes, man, God's going to give us a bowling alley. Isn't that right? God wants us to pastor a church. And then God's going to give us a bowling alley. Are you kidding? Oh, no. God's promises are real. Amen. He doesn't mess around. But all of this, it's not even a little bit of what God wants to do in this city. It's not even, it's not a drop in the bucket. You watch what God does. He'll use this house. He'll use other houses in this city for the kingdom and for the glory of God. The waters of life will pour out of every house. Isn't that cool? Every place where the freedom of the Holy Ghost is allowed, you'll see waters of life pouring into the cities when the people go out. Amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Sometimes we've got to look beyond what we see with our eyes. Amen? Is that right? The Word of God, the Word of God, we don't walk by sight. Is that right? We walk by faith. You got to see what God will do. Hallelujah. By faith. Let him show you what he'll do. Amen. He's a big God. Glory to God. Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 34. Jesus has just come out of the temptation in the desert. And the Bible says that he comes out. I mean, he has just experienced 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. And the devil tried to shut him down in that. Amen. Come on. Who do you think you are, buddy? And the Bible says he come out with power. How many of you say amen to that? How many like power? The Holy Spirit upon a person, man, the fullness of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus. See, Jesus didn't do anything different than what God's asking us to do. Yes, he was God on earth. Yes, he was. But he stripped himself of all of that. We talked about that last week. He humbled himself so that he could show us, amen, listen, oh, you got to listen, so that he could show us that the design God built in the beginning with Adam was absolutely perfect, and it does work. Even though we've gone through centuries of saying, man, no, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We're sinners saved by grace, and that's it. Well, the fact of the matter is, that's not it. Jesus came to show us that this design that God planned in the beginning actually does work, actually is perfect, actually is what he designed, not what we designed. So we have a tendency to look at the design and say it doesn't work, but who are we when God says, oh, it does work? My son came to earth to show you that it really, really does work. It's really good. Hallelujah. So he comes out of the wilderness, and he heads for his hometown, actually. How many know the first place you want to talk about, you want to do anything is in your hometown? Anybody there? Anybody here want to go back to your hometown and say, hey, man, I want to get back? I know. Isn't it crazy? It's funny. I haven't done that to Bisbee yet. I mean, they probably don't care. But here you're going to see that Jesus says, starting at verse 14, it says, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in the synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, I like that, as his custom was. So apparently Jesus, while he was growing, spent time in the synagogues. And it says, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. I love this. I love the picture of this. I love Jesus coming out of the wilderness. And now he's coming into the synagogue. And you got a lot of these folks that are just... Anybody ever been in a dead church? Yeah. So maybe he walked into the, looking around, there's all these folks, well, we've done this for a couple of thousand years now. Well, I don't know how long. We've done it for 1,500 years. Now here's Jesus. Jesus walks in, and he stood up to read, and there was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And the Bible says, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And all the eyes of them that, of all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, you will surely say to me this proverb, physician, heal yourself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, verily, verily, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel all the days of Elias. And when heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of them was Elias sent, but save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. I like Jesus' point. He said, all those Jewish people were there. All the widows that needed God's help. None of them but this one woman that was not even a Jew. God helped her. And then he says, all the lepers that were in Israel, Jewish lepers, Not one of them was cleansed, but Naaman the Syrian. You see, God loves people. Is that right? Period. But we as people, we can get religious on God. How many say amen to that? Is that right? I don't eat meat on Friday. But I'll sure have a case of beer. We get religious on God. Is that right? Oh, no, I don't do that. But we'll curse and cuss somebody out. Oh, no. We get religious. And that's what Jesus is going after. And do these guys get religious? Did they hear what he said? Did they hear that, you know, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Did they hear that? I don't think so. Said this. And when they all in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him into the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. Verse 30 says, but he, passing through the midst of them, went his way and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Amen? Did they hear what he told them? No. All they knew that he was Jesus, the carpenter's son. This is Nazareth. We know who you are. We know who your mama is. We know. Who do you think you are telling us these kind of things? Those folks are religious. Hallelujah. And folks, we gotta stay away from being religious. That might sound kind of weird, huh? But really, we're not religious. We have a connection with God. We have, God has made us sons and daughters. Amen? You have something there. It's not religion. It is relationship. It is family. Amen? Family. We are the family of God. We are citizens of another kingdom. Is that right? That's who we are. Hallelujah. Are you religious? No, I'm not religious. Hallelujah. I just love God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9 places an emphasis on the word of God. Doing good. Verse 1 says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it. Can I tell you what God said back then is still alive for today? Is that right? How many of you know we're here to possess the land? Amen. I mean, I'm going to say that again because I got one amen right here. We are here to possess the land. Is that right? How many of you know that? The word of God says the earth is the Lord's and the kingdom thereof. I mean, and is the Lord, and it belongs to him. Is that right? Everything belongs to him. The word of God says we are here to possess this thing. Is that okay? How many of you are possessing what God has given you? It's important that you take a hold of what God has given you and possess. Possess. God, this comes from you. So I'm going to take a hold of this thing. And it says right here that you might do them in the land where you go to possess. He's talking about his word. He says, that you might fear the Lord, your God, to keep all his statutes and all his commandments, which I command you, you, your son, and your son's son. How many like family? If you begin possessing these things, what God has given you, can I tell you, and you speak those things to your children, to your grandchildren, those things become theirs. Is that right? And you will see a man or a woman of God, whatever it is, become stronger because you have placed within them something that God gave you, and you've given them an inheritance, and they learn how to walk in that inheritance. You better watch out, man. Hallelujah. Your daughter will preach better than you. Amen. 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 Come on, man. Hallelujah. Because of the inheritance of the God that made these promises right here. Amen. all, and he says, for your son and your son and your son's, for you, your son and your son's son, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. How many is that like prolonged days? Hallelujah. Yeah, okay. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, amen, that you may increase mightily. How many say amen to that? How many want to increase? You know, John the Baptist said, I must decrease and he must increase. Is that correct? It absolutely is. But as he increases in you, as this word becomes part of you, there is an increase that comes because of the word, because of what God has promised you. And you will be surprised that you will move into things that you never thought you'd be able to do. You'll be able to say things and possess things that you never imagined you'd step into. Because of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hear therefore, O Israel. Everybody say hear. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you might increase mightily, as the Lord, thy God, or thy fathers, has promised you. These are promises. Amen? In a land that flows with milk and honey. How many like a land that flows? How many like flow? Last year, we talked a lot about flow. Amen? Is that right? We're not talking about flow, the what's the name of that insurance that's on TV? Yeah, we're not talking about that flow. We're talking the flow of the word of God, the flow of the life of God within you. How many like that? Glory to God. Can I tell you that flow will heal you? Is that right? That flow will quicken your mind. There's some of you that are a little bit worried about forgetting stuff. Is that right? How many of you forgot something this week? You don't remember?
Yeah.
Caught you, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah. You know, can I tell you this? Everybody forgets. Everybody forgets. Amen? I think it's a function of our brain. The forget function. Everybody forgets. You know why? Because people would tell me, you know what? Well, as you get older, you start forgetting. Is that right? Yeah, I don't remember. As you get older, you're going to forget. But you know what? I remember driving my daughter over there to school. Dad, I forgot my homework. Come on, man. My son taking her to his dad. I didn't bring my basketball shoes. Everybody forgets. Amen. But the word of God says this, that he's not giving you a spirit of fear. Amen. But of power and of love. And what's this last thing? A sound mind. How many of you like that? Some of you are thinking maybe I might have a little touch of, what's that, Alzheimer's or whatever? That's a lie. Don't believe it. There is a flow from the kingdom of God that comes into you, and it washes and cleanses everything, quickens and renews. Is that cool? It is a quickening flow. It is a flow that renews you from within. Hallelujah. Last week I was jumping in front of Ben. Yeah. Got in the truck, and by the time we got home, I could barely move my knee. I said, I can't believe it. All because I was trying to get a little smile out of the guy. But you know, the Apostle Paul says, I keep my body under subjection. That's what he said. So it's basically one of these things. Knock it off. You're better than that. Walk in it. Amen? You speak to you. It's the promises of God. You're not doing it on your own. It's him. Believe it and walk in it. Hallelujah. He says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart. How many of you love the Lord with all your heart? How many of you said, man, God, I've committed myself to you. And with all your soul and with all your might, everything within you. These words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. How many of you do that? I try. I want to. Sometimes, how many of you know, sometimes your kids feel, I mean, you feel like, you know, well, they don't have any time for me. Or maybe they might feel like you don't have time for them. But can I tell you that allow God to use you to speak in the lives of those younger ones, the children. Allow him that. Say, Lord, whatever you give me, I'll give them. Begin to say that. God, whatever you give me, I'll give it to them. Hallelujah. Because you, what you're taking on is an inheritance, and say, I'm going to just pass it to them. So what you give me, I will give them. This is what's called bringing them up in the admonition of the world, of the Lord. Not trying to correct them all the time. How do you know that we always try to correct them? Is that right? My wife's always trying to correct me. Where is she? She doesn't do that, man. We're always trying to correct them because we see with our eyes. If you believe in your heart that God has things for them, then whatever he gives you, give it to them. And you watch what the different, you watch how it comes out different. This is what God's word says. Hey, son, look at this is what God's word says to me. Man, do you understand it? No, Dad, I don't get it at all. Well, I love it. It says it's good, man. See you later, mijo. You know, and walk away. He'll look. He'll pull out a book and he'll look. Because it does say that. Because you're not on your own. God works that way. God will speak to them. Say, hey, man. Hey, go check out what your dad told you. And that, and now what you're doing, the admonition that you gave them, it begins to flow into them. And they don't even realize it's happening. Isn't that cool? Quit trying to correct. Oh, when they're wrong, correct them by all means. Amen. Come here. Pow. Get out of here. Yeah. Correct them when they're, but don't always correct and never admonish. Admonish is correcting them into the right way. Saying, hey, check this out. You watch how God will back you up. You watch how God will move into the situation. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. You shall bind them for a sign upon your hand and you as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. Hallelujah. How many of you have God's word written on your posts? How about your gates? There you go. There you go. Debbie. How about on your gate? Got God's word. I got these huge pipes that some of you have seen them at my house. I got these pipes you have to drive through to get into the property. When I was putting them up, Rebecca told me, she said, Dad, what are you building, Jurassic Park? You know, and so, but big old pipes. And my intent is to put some scriptures on them. Just haven't gotten that far yet. How many know sometimes things get left behind? Is that right? Is that right, John? Sometimes things just don't get done. It's okay. But one of these days I'm going to put some scriptures on them. But I love it because of this scripture. Check out this scripture. It's Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34. You can put that up. It says, blessed is the man that hears me. How many want to be? Blessed is a man or a woman. How's that? That hears me. Watching daily where? At my gates and waiting at the posts of my doors. How many of you do that? Can I tell you, it's important that daily, daily, daily. That's why Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. Daily wait for him. Wait for him to speak to you. Allow him to speak something new to you. Amen. God, can I tell you something? God could speak all sorts of new things that will blow your mind. Is that right? And they're all in the scriptures. It's all there. He can speak. I mean, he's got so much more for us than we've ever imagined. And it's all here. It's the word of God. It is Jesus manifest in the flesh. Come on, man. Oh, man. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying, but God has so much for you. You've got no idea. Hallelujah. Check this out. In the morning, Psalm 143, verse 8. This is a power verse. It says this, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto you. I love this scripture. It caused me to know the way. See, even David is saying, I know you know where I'm going to be walking today. I know you know. Yeah, just like Lacey. God knew you're going to be at Walmart. Right, Walmart? And you're not going to like the parking places up front, so you're going to pull off to the back a little bit. Maybe there'll be more cars in with you. But there will be a man that I have placed there. That not only will he get blessed, but you got blessed too, didn't you? Isn't that something? How many love leading people to the Lord? How many love it? When that opportunity comes and when it, because a lot of times we're just seeders or waterers, amen? But there comes a day sometimes when you actually lead somebody to the Lord, man, there's nothing like it. It fires you up. Amen. Hallelujah. Guess what happened today? Oh, praise God. Isaiah 50 verse 4 and 5 says this. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Amen. God wants you to be able to speak a word in season to them that is weary. He wakens morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that God wants to open your ear so that you hear him very clearly? How many of you would say right now, I don't really hear him that clearly? Anybody be real honest to say, man, I don't really hear him that clear. Can I just say this to you? He speaks more than you know. It's just not, you're not recognizing his speaking. Is that okay? He's speaking to you. Oh, he is speaking to you. The things around you are speaking to you. The events that you're seeing are speaking to you. How many of you, during this COVID thing, have actually gone into your closet and say, God, what are you doing? What are you saying, Lord? Show me what's happening. Show me, God. What is my part in this? How many of you are doing that? Anybody? Yeah. Come on, man. 5, 6, 7. I believe this whole thing is God trying to get our attention. God is trying to say, like, I got stuff to tell you, but I really need you in my presence. Can I tell you the best place to hear God is in his presence? Amen. That's why we come in here. How many of you sense the presence of the Lord this morning? How many of you sense it now? No? Okay, that's okay. No, it's not. God, when you get into the presence of God, it's where he can download things into you. Amen? That's why it says, in the secret place of the Most High, that's where I want to dwell. How many of you dwell there? Oh, man. Just a question. Hallelujah. Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. He said, he wants to give you the ear of the learned. Is that right? Can I tell you what God speaks to you in 5 minutes? Some theologians haven't learned in 40 years. What God can speak to you in just a couple of words will quicken you. And you, and just like David said, I have more wisdom than the ancients. Is that right? Why? Because God's spoken to you. Because you've allowed him to speak to you. He opens your ear. This is one of the things that sometimes, I don't know if you guys have ever gone through a dry season. Have you guys ever gone through dry season where it doesn't seem like you're hearing? But I mean, God, what are you saying? This is one of my go-to scriptures. God, open my ears. Let me hear. I got two ears. I got ringing in them. When we worked at the mine, I used to use a jackhammer a lot. And bah, 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 I mean, right here, without earplugs. It's a big 90-pound jackhammer. And it was super loud. You walk away, man, and you could hear this ringing. And I've got that ringing still today, still in my ears. And I'm saying, Lord, you got to heal this thing. You got to stand, I think it's called cilia. Is that right? Tinnitus. Yeah, but the little hairs that are in there that hear, I think it's called cilia. And that's what I'm asking, Lord, stand them up again. Lord, attention. Come on, stand them up, Lord. I mean, every year they'd give us hearing tests. And we'd all stand around watching, you know, they put you in this box and they put these earphones on you. And my supervisor went in right before a couple of us and we're standing there waiting for him. And, you know, you guys have had ear tests. You know, when you hear the beep, you raise your hand, right or left, whatever ear it is. And I don't know. Anyway, the test was finished. The person that was giving the test opened the door for him to come out. But he's got these phones on, and he doesn't hear her open the door. He's got his eyes closed because he's trying hard to hear these. Oh, yeah. So, guys, we stood there for almost 6 minutes, 7 minutes. He's going. And we we're just rolling because even the person that was giving the testimony, well, let's just see how long he stays. And it was quite a while. Finally, he opens his eyes and the door's open. We're out there laughing. Ah, oh, it's crazy. Hearing test. Do you ever give yourself a hearing test of whether you're hearing God? Do you ever give yourself a God, am I hearing you? Sometimes we just, whatever comes in our mind, we think that's God. Can I tell you, you got to think about what God is saying to you. You got to say, God, you know what? I'm thinking about all this stuff, but what if I'm not thinking in the place you want me to be thinking right now? God, what if you want me to be thinking about somebody in the house of God that needs a prayer or somebody? How about if somebody needs some food or somebody needs some whatever, and I'm over here thinking about, I don't want to wear a mask. I mean, what? You know, come on, man. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sometimes you got to give yourself a hearing test. Say, Lord, I want to hear you. Sometimes it's time to readjust and refocus and say, God, let me hear you, God. I don't hear nothing else. Hallelujah. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. We talked about rebellion last week and how it can be kind of a concoction of all these different things that can affect you and cause you to be rebellious. But can I tell you, folks, sometimes men and women of God, because they feel like God is saying to them, they haven't checked to make sure that they haven't really spent time with God to find out if this is God speaking to them. They make these decisions, and what they begin to do is become rebellious against what the God is trying to get them to do. Is that okay? You understand what I'm saying? We need to be very careful about that. We need to make sure that our spirit does not override the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God would tell us certain things, but our spirit, sometimes we just want to override it because we think we're right. Can I tell you, you can be so right and also be so wrong at the same time. Because you're standing on scriptures that you know, but God might be saying something different to you. And he says, you know what? This is what I want you to do, but you're overriding it because of your own understanding. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all my heart, all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. See, there comes a place where we have to trust him and say, Lord, I'm not trusting in my own. I don't want to look at things the way I want to look at it. I want to hear what you're saying about it. Isn't that crazy? We override the Spirit of God a lot. Can I say that? We override him because he does speak to us, yet you'll override. And I want to say it's time that you stop doing that. Start giving yourself a hearing test. Lord, is this what you want? What do you want from me? It's a simple test. And you watch what God will do. He'll speak to you. You'll begin to hear him better than you've ever heard him before. Hallelujah. I can see the time is getting away. Hallelujah. Psalm 29 verse 4 says this. The voice of the Lord is powerful, and the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Amen? How many believe that? It's powerful, is that right? And it's full of majesty. Does it say anything that it's loud? Does it say anything like that? Can I tell you that the Word of God actually tells us that the Word of God is a still, that when he's speaking to you, it's a still, small voice. I like the word still that he places before. It's a still, small voice because you got to be still to hear still. Is that okay? These are times where you got to make yourself get still. You got to almost say, I'm going to get still. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to clear all this stuff out of my head. And God, I just want to hear what you're saying. I'm going to pull out the Word of God, and I'm going to read it. I'm going to say, God, I'm going to pray. I'm going to do things. I'm going to focus on what you're doing, God. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, when you do that with God, the opportunity, I think God loves the opportunity to say, yeah, now I'm going to step in. It's a still small voice. Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 10, verses 2 and 3 says this. But he that enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Can I just say this to you, that according to the word we're going to hear right now, you should be hearing him quite often, all the time. Is that okay? He that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. But he that enters in the door, in by the door, oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was the next one. Can we go to 14 through 16? I am the good shepherd, is what Jesus says, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Can I say that that's us? You guys know that? That's us, the Gentiles. How many Jewish people are in here? Anybody? There might be a couple, but I don't see any. Can I tell you the Word of God tells you that once you receive the Word of God, once you receive Jesus in your heart, you're all Jews. So I'm going to ask you again, how many Jews are in this house? You're all Jews. We're all Jewish people. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was Jewish. Amen. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit, His Spirit that comes to dwell. He says, I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Amen. How many of you know that with God hearing His voice is so important? God doesn't want us just on a foggy relationship with Him. Is that right? He doesn't want you just, well, I think I heard God. Well, if you just think you heard God, don't buy the car. Amen? If you just think you heard God, don't move. I mean, literally move or don't move. Say, you know what? I haven't heard God. I was asked when the COVID started, Pastor John and Pastor Pat called me up in California, said, what do you want to do? I don't know. Let me pray. Isn't that right? Remember, John? I said, let me pray. Let me find out what I got to do. Because this is a different area. I don't know. I've never thought a church would ever be shut down in America. Never thought it. It just wasn't. So I do not know what to do. My first place was, I do know what to do though. Amen. Even though I don't know what to do, I do know what to do. I got to go to God. That's confusing, isn't it? Anyway, I know that I got to go to God to find out what to do. So I went to God and immediately He showed me, hey, honor those that are leaders. Honor them. Immediately. So I called John up the next day and said, hey, John, yeah, go ahead and put a sign on the door and we're going to do that. Can I tell you, if you don't know what to do, find out. He knows your situation. He knows where you're at. As a matter of fact, He ordained it. So if He ordained it, I have no problem asking God, what do you want me to do? Amen? Because He will show you and He will tell you. He does want to lead you by His Spirit. If you allow Him to lead you by the Spirit, you'll find that every place you go, God's there. Showing you, building you, strengthening you. Oh, He's never leave us and forsake us. But there are times where we step out of his will because we're not sure. And we go ahead and do what we want to do. And God's saying, well, yeah, we'll see how that turns out for you. And yeah, because I'm with you, but you know what? Yeah, we're going to learn some things here, Henry. I said, okay. But know this, that if you'll go to Him, He will speak to you. It's going to become clearer and clearer to you, especially in these days, because He desires to speak to His people. More than what we've allowed Him to. How many know that we stop His voice? How many know that we can do that by our busyness, by our I've got to get this done, or whatever it is, or schooling. I talked to a student one time that said, I said, have you asked God about who He wants? He says, well, I just want to get through with my degree, and then I'll find out from God what He wants me to do. Duh. It's kind of like, is that what they call the horse behind before the... I said, you know what? Find out what God has and then follow that. I've got one more scripture for you. It's going to be Hebrews chapter 12, verses 25 through 29. It says this. Mm. I didn't give this to you, did I, Abe? I'm sorry. I could tell by the darkness. I mean, the light. It says this. See that you refuse not him that speaks. Do you hear that? For if they escape not who refused him that spoke on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven? Can I tell you that the Holy Spirit is saying, hey, listen to me. Talk to me. I'll talk with you. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. I had a dream one night, and in a dream, I was in Bisbee. And I was on top of a hill, and where Rosie and I used to live in Bisbee, we had bought a low-income house there, and we're paying $50 a month for this brand new brick house. Isn't that cool? Yeah. But see, he didn't know the Lord then. So, man, all we knew is we wanted to sell it and get out. We want to go to Tucson, you know, and it got rid of this beautiful house on top of a hill in Bisbee. And I better shut up because I hate thinking about it. Anyway, in my dream, I'm on this where the house was. And somehow, you know how dreams are? Somehow from that, I could look towards Tucson and I was hearing these explosions in the dream. And when I looked, I could see like the buildings in Tucson, and they would shake. There was dust and everything, but they would settle. And then I'd hear another one, I'd look. And then I woke up. And I, you know, there's something about when God gives you dreams, there's something about them. They almost eat at you. Amen? You know what I'm talking about? They'll kind of come after you. God, what are you saying? What are you saying? And this is the scripture God gave me. He says, I'm going to shake the earth. We are in a shaking, folks. And it says, he says, but I want you to notice something. It says, yes, once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Can I tell you, that's us. We are the kingdom of God on the earth, and he's shaking us. Can I tell you, how many like getting shaken? No? How many of you like that? Come here, Charles. Let me shake you one time, man, big guy. I'm going to shake you around. No. Do you like being shaken? I don't think anybody likes being shaken. But how many of you know sometimes if he wants you to wake up, he's going to have to shake you. Come on. Do you hear what I'm saying? He wants you to wake up, so he's going to shake you. Can I tell you, that could it be that this time that we're in a shaking because God's got something coming, hallelujah, that is bigger than what we've ever even imagined, and that God is saying something to the body of Christ. Get ready. Get yourself ready, because you're going to find yourself in places and situations that I'm going to use you for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I was watching I was telling the guys yesterday, I was watching a T-Mobile commercial. And I remember the T-Mobile commercials 5 or 10 years ago, wherein they would show the United States and a lot of the Western seaboard was covered with T-Mobile and Texas. And then it came around to the Eastern side, but not a lot in the middle where you got some of the farming states and everything. And it wasn't a lot there, but they were working on it. Well, just recently I saw another one. It was a T-Mobile commercial, and the whole United States was covered. Had all these connections. You know how they're showing it? You guys have seen it, right? They had all these connections, but then they spun the world around, and here it got all these connections all the way around the world. They're showing all the connections. T-Mobile. How many of you have T-Mobile? Nobody? Good. I don't know. Who's the one to have now? Verizon. Okay. But anyway, this was this commercial. But something within me, is not me, it's the Holy Ghost. He said, do you realize that I've deployed my people all around this earth? The deployment is complete, folks. Can I tell you that? Somebody was telling me yesterday that there was more Muslims being saved today than there's ever been before. Amen. Muslims. Being saved. The deployment is in place, and you watch, there is coming a there is coming an outpouring on this globe that we've never seen. Isn't that right? It's coming. God is preparing the house. He's saying it's the kingdom of God. This earth is getting ready to see the kingdom of God in its fullness. Isn't that cool? And I'm excited about it. I can't wait. I'm tired of seeing people hurt. Amen? Aren't you tired of it? Aren't you tired of it? God, quicken us. If you would stand up. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, help us to hear what you're saying to us. Father, hallelujah. Father, I pray, God, that not only us, Father God, we pray, Father God, that the body of Christ in the earth would begin to hear you and you alone. Because it is your kingdom, it is your power, it is your glory that is coming. We've prayed for it. We've prayed for it and we've prayed for it. And Father God, we believe you're bringing it, God. We thank you for it, God. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Touch every life this morning, Father God. Every person that's in here, Father God, we ask you, Lord, that you would, Father God, just show them how much you love them. Speak clearly to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. 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 Hallelujah. If you want to stay and pray and worship.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.